Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Brad Koenig with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, speaking about domestic violence awareness.
October is a time for awareness as far as domestic violence is concerned. Can you let us know what activities are going to be happening here locally to raise that awareness?
Well, here in Washington, starting October 5th at the farmers market, we are going to have a booth with some donated items. And since our domestic violence color is purple, all our items are going to be clad in purple. You know, we've got some purple cakes being donated and cupcakes and things like that. So that's going to be a common theme. And all the proceeds that we get from the farmers market stay locally here in Washington County to get passed along to victims and survivors of domestic abuse. And another thing we're having coming up on the 13th, Friday the 13th at Walmart, we have a shop for safety, as we call it. And this is where we have a short list and we ask people that come shopping at Walmart to buy an extra item to donate to us. Things like laundry soap, dish soap, shampoo, diapers is a big thing, toilet paper, just basically household items. And we're going to be out there from 2 to 6. And again, all the items donated stay strictly here in Washington County. We're fortunate enough to have a storage shed to kind of stockpile things to use throughout the year, because this is basically our big donation drive. So, and last year we had a tremendous success from people here in the community.
And are those items then used for people who are able to get out of a situation and are trying to get back on their feet?
Absolutely. Because a big thing when a split up happens is that generally speaking, I'm not going to say in every case, but generally speaking, the woman is left with the children and things like that. And, you know, all financial support is cut off. And usually the man in the situations is the breadwinner, and because there's a lot of control issues and things like that. Bank accounts are generally just in the men's name and things like that. So when there's a split up, oftentimes the woman and the children are, you know, where am I going to, you know, get food? You know, they still got to feed the kids. They still got to put diapers on them. They still got to buy school supplies, things like that. And that's where, you know, we come in and try and help bridge the gap as much as we can. We offer some financial support as far as rent assistance, helping through utilities. We have helped people fix their cars, bought glasses for the children. I can't sit here with a list of things we do because it's kind of a case-by-case scenario. Every situation is a little bit different. The needs of some people are different from the needs of other people. So some people just need that maybe initial help with that initial month's rent after a split up has happened, and then they're okay. But some people, you know, need a little bit of assistance beyond that. And, you know, it helps out a lot when we can provide a couple sacks full of laundry soap and, you know, all the household things like that, because that's money that they can save to put towards food or rent or utilities and things like that.
And one less burden to think about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we are very fortunate enough to have this coalition in Washington County. We've had some help with the Washington County Riverboat Foundation with a grant, but it is a matching grant, so we still have to come up with, you know, half of what we do spend. And but we've been pretty fortunate. When we have a great following on our Facebook page, and that is Washington CODV Coalition. Look it up, like us. We've found washers and dryers and ovens for people. I mean, the people here in Washington have just been, you know, bent over backwards when a need is put out there.
And one thing that your coalition does that I find very moving is helping families with Christmas and birthdays.
Yes, that is one program we do have is a birthday on the go. We show up with a birthday cake, usually 3 to 4 brand new wrap presents, and table setting for how many's in the family. And usually I will meet the mother wherever she wants to meet. That way she can go home with a cake, you know, and play it off as hers, because that's important for kids, to know that their parents care. And sometimes that, you know, in financial situations that, you know, parents just can't provide even a cake or a wrap present. So, and that's one thing we do. And it's, you know, it's really not a huge expense for us. And it's well worth it here. We have some volunteers here in Washington that bake the cakes for us and, you know, wrap things and stuff like that.
And what is it like for those children then to have that sense of normalcy, to be similar to their classmates?
Well, I think it's very important because some of the situations kids grow up in, they hear the fighting and the abuse on a daily basis. And kids growing up in that atmosphere tend to end up being abusers themselves because that's all they know. So yes, it is their fault when they get adults. But you know, if you grow up only knowing one thing, that's how mommy treat daddy or how daddy treated mommy. And that's what they know. So
you want to break that cycle.
Absolutely.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig with Domestic Violence Intervention Program. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.